Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. A new documentary film about one Sacramento family's medical journey is premiering this weekend at the Sophia. Loving Lionheart chronicles the story of Judah Morgan. He was born with a single ventricle heart in 2018. The film provides a raw glimpse into the day-to-day challenges faced by his family. It's written and narrated by his mother, Heather Morgan. The person behind the camera was a different mom, also with a young son. Autumn Payne is a filmmaker and founder of Ethical Narrative. She joins us in studio today to talk about Loving Lionheart and how it came to be made. Autumn, welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start by talking about how you and Heather Morgan met. How did you learn about her and Judah's story?
So Heather works as a labor and delivery nurse at Sutter Davis Hospital, and I volunteered there as a volunteer doula. So we shared that in common. And then she posted on a Facebook group called Sacramento Birth Community, looking for someone to create a slideshow about her son Judah's journey. And so I was interested in it, and we set up a phone call to talk about it and realized that we had the opportunity to create something that was a little more than a slideshow, but a documentary that really explored what it's like to be a mother loving a child through very difficult circumstances.
Well, to help prepare us to understand this film, tell us about Ethical Narrative, your storytelling business. What is it, and what's your background?
Yes, so my background's actually in photojournalism. I worked for the Sacramento Bee for almost 14 years. And after I left, I decided to create my own company, Ethical Narrative. And we provide documentary storytelling services for nonprofits and other mission-driven organizations. But we also have an educational component where we practice, we study, and we teach something called ethical storytelling. And what ethical storytelling is really concerned with the power of stories, how they're created, how we treat the people in front of the camera, how we treat ourselves as documentarians, and how those stories affect our world at large.
So really important to take that approach across all mediums as much mm-hmm. as possible. So your approach through Ethical Narrative, why do you think this appealed to Heather?
I remember our first conversation, and I mean, I was a new mom when I had this conversation. My son was about 3 months old, so I was raw in the middle of motherhood at the time. And I remember saying to her, I would say I can't imagine what you're going through, but really, I know that if I had to go through this, I would do it because of the love I have for my child. And I remember that really connected with her because so often when people are going through really extreme circumstances, a disconnect happens between yourself and the person in front of you because they say, oh, I could never do that. And it's like, no, I'm a mom, you're a mom. This is what we do when we have to.
You must have spent a lot of time with the Morgan family. What made them comfortable to have the camera around? Because I imagine that must be a challenge to get people to really open up and not be afraid of the camera. How did you do that?
That would be the better question for Heather, but I will say that she's really driven to share her story because of the positive impact that can have. And we're very much the same in that regard, that even when things got difficult and uncomfortable, because there were some moments that we shared together where I felt uncomfortable bringing a camera into it because it was really tense for a minute there. And it was difficult, but we both had this shared purpose of getting this story out, and that's what carried us through the more difficult parts of it.
You know, this film, Loving Lionheart, is about motherhood, told from the perspective of mothers. Why is this so important?
So we have a representation problem within the filmmaking industry, and that is that there's not enough diversity, and that includes women. And in particular, of the women that are filmmakers, most of them are not mothers, because there's kind of this attitude that motherhood and filmmaking don't mix because of how intense it is. But from my perspective, motherhood is very intense. We can do intense things. But this is a rare piece. This is a rare work that shares the experience of motherhood told through the perspective of not one but two mothers. So you've got myself and also Heather narrating it. We are co-creators in this piece.
I know we're going to hear a little bit from the film. This is a promo for the movie.
We live in a world that would like to believe that babies don't die, but they do. It's uncomfortable to realize that. It's uncomfortable to sit with that. But when we refuse to, we ask mothers to make their grief smaller. We ask them to quiet that grief for our own comfort. There's no right thing you can say. There's no way you can fix what has happened for these families, but you can sit with them.
Well, that is certainly sobering to hear, but I imagine it could also be heartening in a way for parents, especially moms who find themselves in these terrible situations. Can you give us more context about what was happening in that clip?
Yeah, so the people that come to watch this film or view it, we're going to ask them to look at some pretty difficult topics. This is tough stuff. We're talking about the potential mortality of a child, which no one wants to think about or deal with. But Heather, as she has gone into educational settings and spoke about this, is really talking about maintaining a connection with your community, not disconnecting from people and their stories because it's too tough to take a look at. So the whole point of the film is for us to create a very nurturing environment where someone can sit and witness a very difficult story and hold their seat, stay present. Because when we can do that for other people, that has power. And we don't always realize the power of presence. That's something that I learned as a doula. It's actually evidence-based that if you go into a birth and have a doula, even if that doula doesn't say a word or even place a hand on you, just that compassionate presence will improve birth outcomes. So it's the same in this situation. If people can hold their seat, if they can stay present, that has great power. So for medical professionals in particular, they may feel discouraged when they can't fix the problem or when a child dies, or doctors too, they may feel this way. But by viewing this film, I hope that at the end of it, they will realize the immense power they have just in being compassionate and staying present through someone else's suffering.
So in some ways, I think I'm hearing that there's maybe multiple audiences for this film. When you started, who did you make the film for? Who was in your mind? What kind of audience were you thinking about?
Originally, we were really thinking of the heart community, and that still is the case, you know, because we want them to feel seen, you know, because people tend to pull back from these stories. So we want them to feel seen and acknowledged. But as we've gone through it, that when I saw her speak to a group of nursing students about this story, that's when the purpose of it really became very clear, because our vision, my vision, is to see this be placed in the educational market where all of our future nurses and doctors will see this and know how much power that they have in their own compassion.
Now, I know you want folks to go out, go see the film and not give away everything, but is there even a little bit of an update you can provide on the family?
Yeah, so Judah is 7 years old now, so he's okay, so we'll say that, but his condition is unknown as far as he'll need treatment for the rest of his life, and we just don't know what his future is going to hold. So it will be a continuing issue, but at the moment he's doing fantastic and living a great life with his family.
And am I right to understand that, you know, a child born with a single ventricle heart, at least in the past, it was much more difficult to survive? You mentioned there are challenges ahead for this family, but we've reached a point where we can keep people alive with that condition.
Yeah, I mean, 100 or even 50 years ago was pretty much a death sentence. You would be born and you would die. You're not going to live very long, if at all, because it's the mother's, heart and blood pumping that keeps it going. So science has really allowed for these children to grow into adults now when that wasn't possible before.
Autumn, what is ahead for you? I know you've got a very busy schedule, but do you have a new project? Is there information if people want to learn more about your work?
Ethicalnarrative.com. We're always up to something. We've got fantastic clients, the best clients in the world. They're mission-driven. They're out there making a difference, and we're creating the content they need to succeed in their missions. So we're always doing that. And if you join our mailing list, you can get ethical storytelling tips. That's where you can find us.
So ethicalnarrative.com. It sounds like a wonderful project that you've got going. Autumn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, one more thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can join us for the premiere. It's on Saturday, the 17th. If you go to lovinglionheart.com, you can purchase a ticket and come in person, or you can come online. It'll be a great experience.
Thank you very much for reminding us about that. Well, Autumn Payne is a filmmaker and the founder of Ethical Narrative. Her documentary film, Loving Lionheart, will premiere Saturday night at the Sophia in Midtown Sacramento. Tickets are still available. You can find out more on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.